Welcome to Newest, Latest, Best, the quick daily show to keep you in the know with all of the newest information, latest releases, and the very best that games have to offer. I'm Jeff Cannata, and today is Monday, December 11th, 2017. It's Monday, so we're talking new video game releases for the week. Not a lot this week that is high profile. Everybody has already stocked shelves with the biggest and the best, the highest profile AAA games in anticipation of the holiday buying season already. But there's some stuff of note. I think topping the list on December 12th, tomorrow, a release of Okami HD, the brand new HD up-res version of the classic PlayStation 2 game that was already updated for PlayStation 3 and Xbox 360 era games, and now it's getting yet another remake, remaster, up-res into HD on current-gen systems on Xbox One, PlayStation 4, and PC. The game is beautiful. It really is one of those work-of-art games that deserves this kind of treatment generation after generation, and I'm pleased to see Capcom putting this game out yet again. Of course, it's got that beautiful woodcut, watercolor, cel-shaded art style. And to see that in true HD on current-gen systems, I think will be really pleasing. So check that out when it releases tomorrow, Tuesday, December 12th. Another pretty significant release tomorrow, December 12th, is Pinball FX 3 hitting the Switch. I mentioned this one mostly in deference to my co-host on my other video game show, DLC, which you can find at 5by5.tv/DLC. He's a huge fan of the Pinball FX series and the fact that it's got so many different tables inspired by media and popular IP and is such a faithful representation of the old pinball stand-up arcade experience. Pinball FX 3, I think, perfectly suited for the Switch, and it has some interesting modes where you can play the game vertically on the Switch too, further enhancing that pinball experience, that authentic pinball experience, because obviously those tables are much longer than they are wide, and so turning the Switch on its end and getting that aspect ratio and the fact that the game supports it like that sounds pretty darn cool. Pinball FX 3 coming out tomorrow, December 12th. Also, tomorrow is the release of Ultimate Chicken Horse. This is a game that is an absolute blast, especially playing local co-op with friends. Basically, the idea behind Ultimate Chicken Horse is that you are creating a level, you are building a platformer, a 2D platformer that you and your friends are racing in real time, and you're trying to make it hard for them to do, but easy for you. You're trying to be the only one getting through the level alive. So you have to make the level solvable. So you have to build things in real time as you play quickly, but challenging enough that the other players have a hard time with it, easy enough for yourself. It's a wild and woolly co-op experience, or same screen competitive experience, I should say. It's a blast. It's one of those games that plays really, really well with friends or at a convention type experience when you're playing with strangers on the same screen. Ultimate Chicken Horse, I think, is going to be a blast when it hits PlayStation 4 and Xbox One tomorrow, December 12th. And after that, the rest of the releases this week are pretty much dominated by Nintendo Switch releases of indie titles that have come out on PC or other platforms up to this point. The Switch gets a steady stream of this stuff every single week. Most of the time, I don't even report on it because these are games that are known quantities that have been out on other platforms before, but it's truly wonderful to see the Switch getting such support, especially among these really awesome indie games. So I won't go over all of them because there are quite a few, but here are a few of my favorites that I think are worth noting. December 14th, Thursday, is the long-awaited release of Yooka-Laylee on Nintendo Switch. That's the spiritual successor to Banjo-Kazooie that has been out for a while on other platforms. Arrives on Switch, highly anticipated on that platform, December 14th. Also that day, Devolver Digital's bullet hell top-down shooter RPG mashup Enter the Gungeon arrives on Nintendo Switch. It's been out on Xbox One and PlayStation 4, but if you like crazy pixel-based procedurally generated chaos, check it out. Of course, the very biggest release of this week happens tomorrow, and it's the port of PlayerUnknown's Battlegrounds to Xbox One. It's the first time that PlayerUnknown's Battlegrounds will be released on a console. It's in the Microsoft Early Access program that they call Xbox Game Preview, and will include a lot of console exclusives, a lot of Xbox exclusives, mostly in the form of cosmetic content packs, which will launch alongside the game. It is a global, worldwide launch of PlayerUnknown's Battlegrounds on the Xbox One, but it's not happening at the same time all around the world. The servers will be rolled out in staggered launches across the planet with hour-by-hour rolling launches. It's an ambitious plan from Microsoft, and it assumes that a lot of people are going to be jumping on PlayerUnknown's Battlegrounds, that they've been waiting for it to arrive on console. 20 million plus players on PC. How many of those will be jumping to console? How many additional players will give it a shot for the first time on console? Is there a market there beyond what has already been tapped on PC? I assume so. Certainly a lot of people, millions of people playing Fortnite Battle Royale mode on consoles. One assumes a lot of those players will at least give it a try. We'll see. It's going to be very, very interesting to see how PlayerUnknown's Battlegrounds does on Xbox One. In a large sense, this is Microsoft's big game of the holiday season. This is what they've bet the farm on as far as a reason to own an Xbox One around the holidays. So I'm very keen to find out how this launch goes, what information we'll find from people playing it, how smoothly it goes, if people are able to get into games easily and not have problems. Of course, it is a quote-unquote game preview, so it's not a full release. So if there's issues, I suppose that's to be expected. But I have no doubt that Microsoft is hoping and planning for a very smooth, robust launch when PlayerUnknown's Battlegrounds hits Xbox One tomorrow. Capcom has officially announced Street Fighter 30th Anniversary Collection. We had heard rumors about this coming as far back as September, but Capcom has made the announcement official as of yesterday. The Street Fighter 30th Anniversary Collection will include 12 games with, quote, arcade perfect balancing. I don't know what that means, but I suppose that means it'll feel exactly like you're playing in the arcades. 15 games, including the original Street Fighter, which nobody talks about, Street Fighter II, Street Fighter II Champion Edition, Street Fighter II Hyper Fighting, Super Street Fighter II, Super Street Fighter II Turbo, Street Fighter Alpha, Street Fighter Alpha 2, Street Fighter Alpha 3, Street Fighter 3, Street Fighter 3 Second Impact, and Street Fighter 3 Third Strike. Putting them all in a grouping like that really drives home how ridiculous some of the iteration on the Street Fighter franchise has been and how ridiculous all the naming is and keeping it all, you know, keeping it all separate and keeping track of everything. But you don't have to keep track of everything anymore because you have all of them in one place on one disc with the Street Fighter 30th Anniversary Collection. Now, only four of those 12 games will be online enabled. And those are Street Fighter II Hyper Fighting, Super Street Fighter II Turbo, Street Fighter Alpha 3, and Street Fighter 3 Third Strike. So you'll be able to play those ones online, which I think is actually a pretty strong grouping if it's only going to be a small subset of games that are available online. I think those four are pretty strong, a pretty wide variety of the 12 games. It's not like it's just three versions of Street Fighter II. You actually have some variety there. Each of the four games will have its own leaderboards for ranked matches, and there will be a museum that features concept art, character bios, interactive timelines. It really is a celebration of the entire Street Fighter franchise. Street Fighter 30th Anniversary Collection will be coming out on PC, PlayStation 4, Xbox One, and Nintendo Switch in May of 2018. So something there to look forward to for Street Fighter fans. This is a massive bundle of games. I wonder which of the 12 will see the most play. Certainly one of the four online games, I assume, will be the game most people gravitate toward, but it is a massive collection of games, 12 Street Fighter titles all coming out in 2018 in May.